This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Doug Plagans is with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. They're giving away trading cards.
Yeah, tonight's game presented by Upper Deck, and everybody gets one of those team set packs tonight.
You're a big collector.
Cool. Yeah.
So
I've got mine upstairs.
Worth anything? Like a Barkov here?
Everybody gets the same one. It's part of a series over the course of the year.
What if you got this signed? Would that be worth anything?
You add a signature to anything, and the value does go up. Because there are fewer signed copies than unsigned copies.
I got him.
No Kachuk in here, huh?
He might have been in the first set.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yep.
Gotcha. Well, Doug Blagans will be on the call tonight. By the way, the game is on 560 WQAM, and it's Edmonton. This is a fun one.
This is a big game.
Yeah, this is one that we've been waiting for since last year. We want to, put them right back in their place.
Well, the last time the Oilers were in this building was June 24th, and we all know what happened that night. That was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers won in Edmonton back in December, and that one was a high-scoring thriller. So the Panthers going for the season series sweep of the Oilers tonight. And Edmonton, by their standards, reeling a little bit. They've lost their last four games coming into this one. So I'd imagine you're going to get a pretty inspired Oilers team, not only looking for a victory, but they'd like to, I guess, exact a little bit of revenge probably here inside Amerant Bank Arena. Going to be a fun game. These are big ones, and especially you look at certain games as tune-ups for the playoffs. These are important games to make sure everything looks right. You get a good feel for where you are. And if you're looking at it from the Edmonton's perspective, like I said, they've lost their last four. They probably haven't been on their game the way they would expect to be lately, but sometimes going in to play against a team you have a history with, maybe from their perspective, this is coming at a great time for them because they're probably looking at this as a night when they might be able to get some momentum
get
and turn
right
some
night.
Things
yeah.
around. So it's a big game for both teams tonight and for the Panthers, obviously, kicking off a homestand here.
And Doug, it's funny because you asked about Kachuk, where he's out tonight. You know, he has I don't know what's wrong with him because hockey, y'all tell nobody's problem.
Lower body injury. That's where we are.
Yeah, tell nobody's problem. But how big of a loss is Kachuk with the Panthers still doing well? Like, what's the difference with him being out of the, rotation? And also, is his popularity through the roof? Did we just not know about him till he was a Panther? Because now it seems like the world knows.
He's on Fallon.
Matt and Brady Kachuk, like it's almost bigger than hockey now for those guys.
So we're going to address the hockey part first.
Yeah.
And spoke to Paul Maurice about it during the pregame show, would have been a couple of games back, obviously playing without Matthew Kachuk. This team has a lot of depth, and obviously they've always had that next man up mentality when someone goes down. But obviously when a guy like Matthew Kachuk goes out of the lineup, it's a little bit more complicated than just next man up because – he's, as Paul Maurice said, he's a 100-point guy. He's got all-world hands. He helps your team, helps your power play a ton. He just does so many different things on top of the leadership and the emotional leadership and the edge that he brings and all the intangibles and everything. You can't replace Matthew Kachuk. That's why they call him a unicorn. There just aren't a lot of guys like that with that skill set. He, his brother, those are maybe two of the only guys that play that way.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to just replace Matthew Tkachuk. That being said, the Panthers are a deep team. They showed the other night they can fill holes where they need to. They have a lot of skill across their lineup, and they've been playing a good overall team game. So, it's impossible to replace him, but in a short spurt here, you certainly like the Panthers' depth and the roster that's been assembled here to be able to ease that blow as much as you possibly can. That being said, on the other side of it, I was talking with some folks out in Edmonton about this yesterday, and you look at what he's done lately and the popularity that's grown and the buzz that's come, a lot of it off of the Four Nations, but even going back the last couple of years, the way the Panthers have played and all the winning they've done, there are a lot of people out there, sports fans, hockey fans across North America, if their team wasn't into it, they wanted to watch the Panthers. The Panthers were interesting. The Panthers were fun to watch. And you look at, when you watch a game on television, there are certain athletes across sports that just kind of jump off the screen at you. If I'm watching Major League Baseball, when Bryce Harper does something, it's just more interesting than when a lot of other guys do something. If Bryce Harper takes a walk, catches a fly ball, I'm going to notice it more because Bryce Harper's doing it than when a lot of other guys do it. He's just that kind of guy. He's a personality, jumps off the screen. You know who he is. I think Matthew Tkachuk fits kind of that mold, and people notice him. He's got a great personality. I know the day he came to town, the day he was introduced here, I was blown away by how engaging, approachable, what a great conversation he was. He's a great person behind the scenes. Everybody behind the scenes, all the staff, his teammates, everybody loves him, and everybody gravitates toward him because he's a leader. On top of that, he's an all-world talent, but what people have come to notice now, he's got this larger-than-life personality, and it's great for the National Hockey League. Now, the way Matthew Tkachuk plays, he is the classic you-love-him-on-your-team guy. I'm sure up there in northern Alberta, for example, it's not exactly a Matthew Tkachuk stronghold as far as his fan base is concerned, going back to his time with the Calgary Flames, but it's great for the National Hockey League. Here in the U.S., a lot of the sports are really star-driven. And people know the stars and people know the personalities. Now you have to produce, you have to be great on the ice, on the field, on the court, wherever, in order for that personality to, you know, really jump out. But at the same time, now he's gotten to a level where people want to know more about him, and it's great for the National Hockey League. I think more eyeballs on a guy like Matthew, especially down here in the States, and especially with the Olympics less than a year away at this point.
That's the thing. He's an American star
as well. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And he and his brother have, like I said, I think it's absolutely great for the game of hockey. And I tell you what, like I said, I know he plays with an edge, but as far as being an ambassador for the game in the United States, he's an outstanding guy for it because he really is an engaging, great conversation. And anywhere he goes publicly to represent the sport, he's going to look good doing it.
All that being said, there is no point in rushing him back onto the ice because they are deep. They're going to the playoffs.
Well, they want to be careful.
And you want to, right? I mean, because I'm sure you saw in the Four Nations, he wanted to get back out there in that finals game. Like, he wants to come back. You got to slow play it, right? Well, there is no point.
And I am not privy to any of the behind the scenes stuff, but it seems like they really do want to just make sure everything's, you know, 100% and everything like that as this thing goes along. So I wish I had more to give you as an update on that, but lower body injury, that's all we really have. All that anything that's out there right now is what I know on that.
You were in Nashville on Tuesday. Panthers needed that, by the way. Did you eat anything good in Nashville?
I went to a barbecue place the night before the game, Martin's Barbecue. I had never been to that one before. Had the pulled pork sandwich. Anywhere they have the smoked wings, I like to go for the smoked wings. I don't like all the batter. I'm kind of middle of the road on a lot of time. But if it's a smoked wing, I'm good with. I'm really intrigued.
So you're happy with your meal in Nashville?
Liked it. Really liked it. Yes.
Very good.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.